there was one day of the year on which Jews were permitted to walk in front of the Western Wall. It was Tisha B'Av, the day on which the temple was destroyed. And they would walk in front of the wall on the only day of the year that they were permitted there, and they would cry. Did you ever wonder how the Western Wall got the name the Wailing Wall? It's because every time the Jews were allowed to walk in front of that wall, it was a time of mourning. And the reason that they were permitted to walk in front of the wall on Tisha B'Av was because it said to the world, this is what happens to people who reject God. And Christians were supposed to learn an object lesson from this, that because we had not accepted God, God had not accepted us. I mention that because Tisha B'Av is this week, and it summarizes the catastrophes of our people. The destruction of the temples, the expulsion from Spain, and of course the worst disaster to befall us, the Shoah, the Holocaust. There is no bringing back those who died, but there is a redemption of their memory. And the redemption of the memory of those who died is called the State of Israel. We sometimes say that Israel is there because Masada will not fall again, but I think of Israel even more as the antidote to Tisha B'Av. A statement that in fact Jerusalem no longer has to be a symbol of suffering. It can be what its name suggests, which is ultimately a symbol of shalom, of peace. But not today. Those of you who are here from time to time know that I always talk about the fact that I don't talk about politics. It's a hard rule to stick to, and there are many temptations to avoid it. I would love to talk about what I think of the concept of proportionality, for example, because a reaction should be in proportion not to what happens, but to the threat of what might happen. I'd like to invite you, without giving an answer, I'd like to invite you to imagine what the world would be like today if Iran had a nuclear bomb already. In other words, I want to invite you back into the mentality of Tisha B'Av today. Because as Jews know better than any people in the world, the veneer of civilization is thin and it cracks easily. And remarkably enough, I will tell you what the veneer consists of, the veneer of civilization in Israel. It consists of an 18-year-old boy in army fatigues carrying a rifle who should be in college, who should be home, but instead is on the border of Lebanon trying to maintain the veneer of civilization against those who would destroy it. That's what keeps civilization intact. And what this morning is about is a single verse in the Torah. We read it in the Torah portion this morning. It's in Matot. When Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe, two and a half tribes, say to Moses, you know, we don't want to go into the land. We want to live here on the other side of the land. We've seen that land. We'll take it right here. And Moshe says to them, Ha'acheihem yavo l'milchama v'atem teshvu po. Are your brothers going to go to war and you're going to sit here? Is that all you're going to do? To which they give the only answer that Jews ought to give, can give, should give, which is no. We will go with you to fight and liberate the land before we settle our own land. And they do. And that same challenge that Moshe gave to Reuven, Gad, and Chatzi Menashe is our challenge this morning. Ha'acheim yavo l'milchama v'atem teshvu po. Are we going to sit here while that 18-year-old boy defends civilization for us? While that child is forced to imperil his life? While those parents can't sleep? While that younger brother and sister at home wonder if their sibling will return, and in some cases know that he will never return? I bring this up because in this synagogue before, we have collected, and will again, and in fact even will this morning, for some victims of acts of barbarity. But in a moment this morning, I'm going to ask you to support him, to support her, those 18, 19, 20-year-olds. Rabbi Dershowitz this morning leaned over and told me a very powerful story. He said, you know, my grandson is a tank commander. He served his 3 years and then he went home, and now he's home and he feels guilty. He wants to go back because all of his friends are at the front and he can't stand the thought that he's not there and they are. And the sad fact is, we know if this goes on long enough, he'll go back. So as you know, and if you don't know, I'm telling you now, a week from tomorrow, we're going to Israel. We leave on Sunday, we get there on Monday. Monday afternoon, we go to the wall, but not to cry. We go to the wall to pray as free Jews. Tuesday and Wednesday, we are going, and we're still in the midst of putting the itinerary together. We're going to visit an army base. We're going to feed people in soup kitchens. We're going to see what we can build and how we can help. And then Wednesday night and early Thursday morning, 1 o'clock Thursday morning on Tisha B'Av, we fly back home. I know that it seems ridiculous to overturn your life right now to go to Israel next week. I can't convince you to go. I can only say, Ha'acheihem yavo l'milchama v'atem teshvu po. Are they going to go to war and you're going to sit here? I can't sit. People asked me several times in the past week if I'm afraid of going. And my answer is, I'm afraid of not going. I'm afraid of what it says about me if I don't go. I'm afraid of what it says about us if we don't go. But I'm not going to go empty-handed. I'm going to go. Some of you already know this. And the rest of you, if you don't, will know it now. I'm going to go with your money in my pocket. A lot of it. And I'm going to give it for all the list of needs that I have here. I'm not going to read you them all on papers, which just begins to scratch the surface of what the state of Israel needs. And by the way, if there's anyone waiting outside, please let them in the back door. I don't want anybody to have to stay outside during this. I don't want a single pruta, a single shekel, a half cent to go uncollected. I read an article in the Jerusalem Post. It said that Magen David Adom has 20 vehicles that are rapid response vehicles. And you know what I realized when I read that? A quarter of all of them, a quarter of all the vehicles that Israel has right now that are rapid response vehicles were paid for by Sinai Temple. It didn't say that in the article. There are synagogues that are canceling trips to Israel. But us, we're planning a trip to Israel. Because Ha'acheihem yavo'u l'milchama, when your brothers go to war, you can't sit still. If you do, you don't deserve the land that they have fashioned for us. And so I have prepared you as well as I can, and you know what we have to do. And I hope that when we are done collecting this morning, that you will go and collect yourself from other people who aren't here, who need to give. And also, in the course of this morning, if you just want to stand up and say, I'm going, that's a donation too. Because I want to bring as many people as we can. When we read Echa, the beginning of Echa, of Lamentations, of the book that we read on Tisha B'Av, it talks about Jerusalem, and it says, Echa Yashva Badad, how the city sits alone. It is our task, it is our sacred task, it is our holy task to make sure that Jerusalem and Tel Aviv and Haifa know that they do not sit alone, that we are there, that we are coming when other people are turning away, and that we are giving them everything we can so that that soldier standing in Gaza, in Lebanon, facing people who have weapons but no conscience, so that soldier will know that when he went out to war, we didn't just sit here. So now I'm going to ask you to begin, and I know who I'm going to ask to begin. Betty, at the age of 99 years, you've seen an awful lot of what the Jewish people has done. So what will you do for us?
Please, Rabbi Volpe, I can't keep up with him. But please, for God's sakes, dig into your pockets. Give up a dinner. Give up a theater. Don't let them die for us. Let us fight for them. Please help us. I will start with $10,000.
Yes, Jacob. You have to speak loudly, please. $46,000. $46,000. Yes. Please. $1,000. Thank you. Yes, please. Earl, I can't hear you. $1,000. Thank you. Yes, I can't hear. $1,000. Thank you. Yes. $1,000. $1,226. Yes. $1,000. Yes. $1,000. $1,000. The Zukin's $18,000. Thank you. Yes. $1,000. $1,000. $1,000 from the Dwoskins. Yes. $1,000. Yes. Go ahead. $1,000. $1,000. Thank you. Yes. $1,000. Erwin? Another $2,000. Thank you. In addition to the 20. Yes. $1,000. $1,000. Thank you. Max? $25,000. Thank you. $5,000. Thank you. The camp from the Kameners. Yes, Mark. I'm sorry. $15,000. Yes, $15,000 from the Halusims. Thank you very much. Yes, $1,000. Thank you. Yes. $2,000. Anna. $5,000.
Thank you.
Yes. Brenda. $1,800. Thank you. $2,000. Thank you. $2,000, and Hallie's going on the trip. Awesome. So you know what that means, don't you? It means we'll get phenomenal pictures of this trip. Yes. I'm $1,000. Thank you. Yes. $1,000. $4,000. Thank you. Yes. $360. Thank you. $1,800. Thank you. Eddie. $5,000. Thank you. Yes. $360. Thank you, Michelle. Yes. All the way in the back. $1,000. Thank you. Yes. $2,000. $1,000. Thank you, Mark. Yes. $5,000. Thank you very much. Yes. $10,000. Thank you. Kim. Yes. $5,000. And $1,000. Thank you. And thank you. Yes, Howard. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. $2,000. Thank you. And that's from somebody who's getting married in a few weeks. Thank you both. Yes. $2,000 from the Bursies. Thank you. Yes, Eddie. $1,000. Thank you. Frank. $5,000. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. Mansoor, you have to talk really loud. $500? $2,500. Thank you. Yes, Susan. $500. Thank you. Yes. $1,000. Thank you. $1,000. Thank you, Leah. $10,000. Thank you very much. I hope somebody's keeping track of this. Yes. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear. $10,000. Thank you. Yes. $5,000. Thank you from the Biedermans. $1,000? Yes. I promise I'll get to everyone. Please don't despair. I will stand here all day long. Don't you worry. Yes. From the Orden family. Yes, the Orden family, $5,000. Thank you. Yes. $2,000. Thank you. Yes. $1,000? Thank you. Yes. $2,000 and $1,000. $1,800. And is that the Weinsteins? I can't see. Yes. Is that $3,600. Thank you. Yes. $5,000. Thank you. Where are we? How much do we have? Does anyone? How much? $245,000. Wow, that's really good. You must be good at this. Okay, that is a great start. Yes. $2,000. $1,000. Thank you. Yes. $2,000. $1,800. $18,000. Wow, $18,000. Thank you so much. Your baby has quite a role model. Yes. I'm sorry? I can't hear all three of you at once. One, two, three. $500. Thank you. $1,000. $500. $2,000. Thank you, Mr. Merman. Yes, go ahead. How much? $1,800 from the Days. Thank you. Yes. $10,000 from the Roshans. Thank you. Yes. $260. Thank you. Yes. $10,000 from the Heckmots. Thank you very much. Yes. So, I'm looking at you. $1,000. Thank you. $2,000. Thank you. $500. $1,000 and another $1,000. An additional $2,000. Thank you. Yes. From the roast. What? Oh, you paid last week, and now an additional $2,000. Look, many of the people here, I just want to say, have already given to the Federation campaign for the children, which is well aware of this, and we're doing this together. And if you gave to one, God bless you. We'll talk more about that in a minute, because we have both the JFC chair and the Federation president here, who I am very proud to say are both members of Sinai Temple. But I'll come back to that in a minute. Yes. $2,000. Thank you. $1,000. Soraya, $1,000. Yes. $5,000. Sandy. $2,000. Yes. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. $1,000. Thank you, Ray. $6,000. Thank you. $2,000? $1,000? $1,000. Thank you. Okay. Yes. $1,000. Guys, I promise I'll get to everybody. Please don't feel neglected. I can't call on two people at once. Yes. $1,000. Thank you. Yes. $10,000. God bless you. Thank you. Yes. $1,000. Thank you. $500. Thank you. Just got back from Israel. You're going to go again and donate $5,000. Thank you. $1,000. Thank you. Yes. $500. Thank you. Malcolm. $2,000. Thank you. $5,000? $5,000. Yes. Is that true? Yeah. Hold it. We have an increase. You've inspired her. Yes, Betty.
I'm only 49. If anybody will match me, I haven't got long to go over my 100th birthday. So God has given me so many good years, and there isn't enough money for me to buy those good years. So let's help now, and you'll all live till 121 years, happy, healthy, and have everything, and no from no chores. So let Rabbi Volpe go into that danger zone with a couple, few million dollars. We can't use it. Let's beg, get into our pockets, and think for 1 minute how wonderful it is. We sit here, we're dressed up, we live wonderful. Let's help a little. I'll match. Will anyone match me $5,000 more?
Go ahead, match her $5,000. Yes? What? Patty Felker will match you $5,000 more. There you go.
You do it twice.
Yeah. Okay. Will anyone match me another $5,000 more?
Okay, you got two. You got both.
Will anyone match me without me giving? Let's give it. Let's open up our hearts.
So you're... All right, Betty, you're on the hook for 20 now. Yes, you are, really. The Platts, yes. $10,000 from the Platts, thank you. And the Womans? $1,800, thank you. Abner? $10,000 from the Goldsteins, thank you. Yes. $5,000, thank you. $500, thank you, Clara. $1,800, thank you, Russ. Yes. I'm sorry. $1,000, thank you. Yes. $5,000, Kian just came from Israel and she thinks you should all go. Thank you. Yes. $200, thank you.
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to tell you, yes. $1,000. I will tell you to make the checkout too, but since I know you're not doing it right now, I have a minute. Yes. Thank you. That means $1,000. Yes. Who am I missing? Go ahead. $1,000. Thank you. From the Guzes. Yes. $1,000. Thank you. All right. I'm going to come back to the center. $2,000. $3,000. Thank you, David. Yes. Young man. I'm sorry. $10,000. Are you going to be selling your toys? I just want to. Yes. Yes. Okay, you're going to have to talk very loud, but I'm calling on you. Go ahead. $1,000. Thank you. You can applaud for him. Why not? Yes, Dan. $1,800. Thank you. The check should be made out to either. We're going to give the bulk of it to the friends of the IDF, but also you can make it out to Sinai Temple Emergency Fund or Israel Emergency Fund at Sinai Temple, because we're also going to give some amounts to other organizations on the ground. Most of it, though, is going to go to Friends of the IDF. And I'd like to introduce you to Miri Ezra. Miri, why don't you stand up? who is the local head of the Friends of the IDF and has helped us enormously in putting this together. And when we complete this, I want you to know that when we complete this, the Consul General has come to thank you, but we're not there yet. So who else will, yes, please. $1,000. Thank you, Carol. $1,000. Yes. $500. Thank you. Yes, Francis. You giving $1,000. You want to get $500 in what? In Skylar's name. You got it. Thank you. Yes, that's a grandchild, in case anybody was wondering. Yes. $500. Thank you. Yes. $1,000. Thank you. In the back, in the very back. Yes. $500. Thank you. Yes. From the Burmans. $5,000. Thank all of you. Yes. $1,000, and you're sending Gita. Thank you. From the Zarnikar, from the Schlossels. They're sending a person and a check. That's the best way to send both. Yes. $1,000 from the... I got it, the Flesh Girls. The daughters, right. The president's daughters are giving $2,000. Yes. $500. Thank you. $1,000. $1,000. Thank you, Rebecca. Yes. $1,000. And on behalf of myself and my wife, we pledge $5,000. Yes. Please. I'm sorry? $1,000. Thank you, Fred. Richard. $1,836. Thank you. $500. I'm going to go up and down the aisle, so yes. $1,000. Thank you. Yes, sir. I can't hear you. You've got to talk really loud. $300. Thank you. Yes. $1,000. Thank you. $5,000. Thank you both. Yes. $5,000. Thank you. $240. Thank you. Jane. Thank you, Jane. $500. Yes. Mickey. $5,000. Thank you. From the Lessners, that is the parents of our executive director, who, and they're sending their son. Both. What's that? $500. Thank you. Yes. $500. Thank you both. Yes, Jack, $1,000. It's coming from her. I know. I knew it was $2,000. Thank you, Sean. Yes, $2,000. Thank you. Yes, $500. Right. Thank you. $2,000. Thank you so much. Yes, $1,000. Thank you. Yes, $5,000. Thank you so much. And we'll think of it also in memory. Yes. $6,000. Thank you. Yes. $1,000. Thank you. I'm sorry, Roy, I couldn't hear you. $5,000. Thank you. And I think I saw you in Whole Foods. $1,000. Thank you. Yes, Sunday. $1,800. Thank you. $1,000. Thank you. Yes. $1,800. Yes. I'm sorry. $1,000. Thank you. I'm coming back around. Hold on. Let me go back this aisle. What are we up to? What's our count now? 400,000? $1,800 from the rabbis Schuldenfrei.
$18,000. And I would like to take him for the summer. 18 children to my house.
That's from Rose Farkas. She would like to take children into her house, which we will make that offer, and also to donate $18,000. Thank you. Oh, I'm sorry, Michael Koss?
I gave $25,000 to the Jewish Federation campaign Israel in crisis, and I'd like to, with my wife, give an additional $5,000 for Rabbi Wolpe to take to Israel.
Thank you so much. Thank you both. Thank you. Oh, who am I missing? Oh, 1 second. I'm missing. No mention. $5,000 from somebody over there whom I can't mention. $180 from Ariel Cohen.
And the choir. And Betty has another announcement.
Do you have another announcement, Betty? Yes, she does.
I just thought of it. You know, at being 49, you can't remember everything. But, you know, we got taxes to pay at the end of the year, and it isn't so far away. Let's give it to our men. Let's give it to our own country instead of the government. Honest to God, you don't have to pay the government if you give charity.
You know, we were discussing the facts that this is the tax that we pay for not living in Israel. It's a tax that you pay for not living there, so we have to pay our taxes. Yes. $100, thank you very much. Yes. And another $100, thank you. Another $1,000, thank you very much. In addition, yes. $500. $1,000. $500, thank you. $1,000. Yes. Who am I missing? $2,600, thank you. Yes, please. $1,000, thank you. Another $1,000, thank you. Yes. $1,000. Thank you. $500. Yes, please. $2,000. Thank you. $1,000. $1,000. $1,000. Thank you. I know that each of these represents a lot. Yes. $1,000. Thank you very much. And I'm really grateful, but you know what? My gratitude doesn't mean nearly as much as the gratitude of the people who will receive it. Yes. Another $500. Thank you. I also know... Yes. Another $500 for your grandchildren. Thank you. From the Mermen. Yes. $200. Thank you, Mitchell. Yes. How soon do they have to let us know if they can come on the trip, Howard? Here, 1 sec.
We have a yellow flyer out outside the door here. The trip is leaving a week from Sunday. We'd like you to get a hold of Orit Topf of World Express Travel. All the information is on that flyer. Make your reservations no later than this coming Wednesday. We'd like to have everything finalized by Wednesday. So if we need to get more seats on the plane, she can arrange to do so.
How many of you, I'd just like to see a show of hands, how many of you are considering going? You just got back, but that's okay. You can go again. That's all right. Hands are good, too. Okay. I just wanted to know. Yes. Please. Oh, that you were considering. Okay. We're back to sending now. Sending checks. Yes. I'm sorry. I couldn't hear you. 1 sec. Let me walk over there. $360. Thank you. Yes. $1,800. $1,000. Thank you. $5,000. Thank you, Keenan. Yes. $1,000. Thank you. I know that some of you who want to give don't want to raise your hands. It's great to raise your hands because it encourages others. If you absolutely don't want to, believe me, we'll still be very happy to receive whatever you can give us. $5,000. Thank you so much. Thank you. And there, this is a great row. Tom, you got a great row here. What's it? Oh, Tom just pledged five more. Oh, Judy pledged it. It's not coming right. Exactly. So, thank you. Thank you from the Burkett Flesh Organ Consortium. We have been very blessed this morning. Yes. I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you. $150, thank you. Yes, please, in the back. Hold it, I'm coming. Just a second. Here I am. How much? $100, thank you. Yes. Yes. He'll pledge. Okay, thank you. Thank you. So we will count. I'll call Emil when he comes back. Oh, you'll tell him? Thank you. Okay, anybody? Yes. $200. Thank you. At this point, if you'd like to pledge on behalf of someone else, we'd be more than happy to accept your yes. On behalf of your grandmother, $4,000. Thank you. She's blessed to have such a granddaughter. So we are right now at what? $5,000. Thank you. What are we at? What are we at? We're at $562,000. Muriel, where are you, Muriel? There you are. Rabbi? Yes, yes. Wow. Muriel said when Rabbi Dershowitz's grandson Alon was an infant, she held him on her lap, and in his honor, $1,500. Yes. So this is what I would like to tell you. We're now at about $565,000, but before I came this morning, I've been making calls all this week, and I'd like to tell you that in addition to what we raised this morning, we've already raised $200,000, and that means that we are now at about $750,000, in other words, $750,000, and it is my hope and my expectation that if we have raised that from the people who are here, that when you tell your friends, as I hope you will, that we need to go to Israel with $1 million so that the world and the United States and other Jews will see that one synagogue can do this, that you will encourage them, and that we will in fact be able to, by the end of this week, to have raised, which is not a bad morning's work, $1 million. And please, not only would it be an honor to have you come along, and not only is it wonderful that you contribute, but as many of you as possibly can, tomorrow, come to the rally at 4 o'clock in front of the Federation Building. The governor will be there. The mayor will be there. You know that, as I said, we're John Fischel, the president of Federation. John, I know you're here somewhere. Where are you? You have to stand up, because I can't see if you don't stand up. There he is, John Fischel, president of the Federation. And Michael Koss, we heard from, who is the chairman. It's very important that we make a huge, I want you to know, we had a member of ours who, by the way, also donated $5,000 and flew to New York to be in the rally in New York, and then emailed back suggestions so that the rally in LA could be bigger and better. He said, more flags, more signs, more people. I'll be there. I'll be speaking. I hope to see you there. As I said, the governor is going to be there. The mayor is going to be there. I want to show the world that whatever they think of Los Angeles, they're wrong, and that, in fact, there is not a stronger, more dedicated community. I'm going to write an article about our trip and about what we've raised. I want the world to know what we did here at Sinai Temple. God bless you. Let's rise for HaTikvah.